The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of the people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are one more time. Good morning, everyone. Thursday, the 17th morning of June, 2021. Hazy and hot. 98 will be the high today. Tomorrow, Friday, maybe afternoon storms and 88. Catch a break. Saturday, 82 and strong storms. Of course, get a day off and get strong storms. Sunday, few p.m. storms. That's Father's Day. Back to work Monday. Get some rain in the cast and maybe not as hot. And Jack Phillips is back in the news.
Yeah, he sure is.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you'll lead with, I don't know if you're leading with that, I apologize.
No,
but
no, you go ahead.
This judge says the state of Colorado can force Jack Phillips to violate his religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Because the interest is on the people who are being oppressed by his religious beliefs.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
They can't leave this man alone.
No.
And the question in open lines is, we'll begin after the news, why can't the state of Colorado leave Jack Phillips alone?
Because of the whole political situation of our culture.
It's an amazing, we have been with Jack all these years, and now they're back at him again. Good morning, everyone. Tom has the news, and thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Peter. Two small plane passengers and a dog are dead after the plane crashed in the Lone Tree area. The plane hit some power lines and sparked a small brush fire, which was quickly put out by the South Metro Fire Department. The plane was on its way to Centennial Airport from Missouri at the time of the crash. This news is sponsored by American Financing. Refinance your mortgage and save $1,000 or more each month. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. About 50 million people in the West will again be experiencing triple-digit temperatures today. Californians are urged to conserve energy to avoid blackouts. Las Vegas telling residents to stay inside, and Phoenix is preparing to hit 117. Denver has opened 10 recreational centers for people to cool off in an air-conditioned facility. The cooling centers are open through today, but the time frame may be extended if needed. Coloradans who receive COVID-19 vaccines from the Department of Defense are reported to now be eligible for the state's fourth so-called comeback cash drawings. The DOD had been unable to get information on vaccine recipients to the state in time for the first three drawings. President Biden is back at the White House this morning. After meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, both say they will continue talking with each other about cybersecurity and nuclear security, and they agreed to return their previously recalled ambassadors to each other's capitals. Both houses of Congress have approved a bill to make June 19th or Juneteenth a federal holiday. It celebrates the historic date that news of President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation reached the last slaves. The measure is on the way to President Biden's desk for his signature. The House Intelligence Committee has held a classified briefing with Navy and FBI officials to find out what the government knows about UFOs. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California called the briefing interesting and went on to say, I did learn things that were certainly news to me, but I think I'm going to leave it at that. A Department of Defense report on UFOs is expected by the end of the month. European stock markets opened mostly lower today, while Asian markets closed mixed. On Wall Street, S&P and Dow futures are down 0.33%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.5% in advance of this morning's opening. And Pete, that's real news.
All right, morning, everyone. Thursday, the 17th morning of June, 2021. This 10-year fight for Jack Phillips now goes into yet another round. When we believed at the end of this last fight that perhaps the authorities, as they say, the government, would leave this man alone, up pops the devil. I'm puzzled. I started reading this last night. The judge is a Denver district judge, and Jack Phillips' bakery is in Lakewood. Now, I don't know if that has, you know, we'd have to get a hold of Randy or Chuck or Dan Kaplis or somebody that's an attorney, but it is unbelievable. I think we all know the story, but yesterday, this Denver district judge by the name of A. Bruce Jones has come back at Jack. And when you think this thing through, I think most people know the story. Jack Phillips, when I got fired over at Brand X and I came over here to go to work, thankfully for Brian Taylor and Kelly Michaels, the Jack Phillips story broke. And I said, we have to go and have to help this man. I had never met him. And Brian and Kelly, to their word and their own personal belief, said, you go. And so we did our first remote at Jack Phillips' fundraiser at the time, the one attorney with him at the time. And I don't know, it doesn't matter what money it was, but it was case after case after case after case, and they've come back at him again. And on Tuesday morning, A. Bruce Jones said this Autumn Scardina, who we've been through this with Autumn Scardina before, and I'll read this to you, denied the cake that was blue on the outside, pink on the inside, to celebrate her gender transition on her birthday because her transgendered status is in violation of the law. Jack said he could not make the cake because it's message. Jones said the cake is about refusal to sell a product, not compelled speech.
Mm-hmm.
And they point out that Jack testified in his trial in March that he did not think someone should change their gender and he would not celebrate someone who thinks they can. Okay.
And he cited that because of his deeply held religious belief as a Christian, citing scripture. So, you know, I mean, he will stand on that, you know.
Well, so the... I don't even know where we go from here. 303-696-1971.
Well, they're going to appeal.
Well, sure. I mean, but it's cost money.
It will cost money.
Each and every time. And this guy.
And he won a Supreme Court ruling.
He won a partial court decision.
Right. But and this may take it to the Supreme Court. I don't know where the partial gets filled out.
Well, there's so much at risk here and so much at stake. Two days ago, this young man who's running for Senate, Eric Odman, who came in and was with us, and we know Christy Burton Brown, and we've known Priscilla, and we know some of these people. And the state of Colorado, and this was a vital part of the inability of the Republican Party to do anything. They never came to this guy's. They never came to help him. And I'm telling you right now, this is a new Republican Party. You know, we're trying to whatever manifest we can do to whatever things we can do to manifest change in the Republican Party. I've told this story too many times. But I think on our third fundraiser for Jack and Walker Stapleton, that's a true story. Walker Stapleton was running for governor. I went home after a fundraiser for Jack. I won't tell you who made the call because I can't. That's like ratting somebody out. But I got a phone call on my grandson's forehead. And who said, Walker is very interested in the Jack Phillips story. I immediately envisioned a television commercial of Walker Stapleton, the Walkerettes, everybody probably in a Range Rover, you know, driving down to Jack's. We could probably get him a car from, you know, like a normal guy car. I'm not making this up. And everybody's got on like regular guy clothes, and the kids got their piggy banks, and everybody gets out of the car and they take their money in. The little kids are going to give their money to Jack Phillips, and he spins to the camera, says, "I'm Walker Stapleton. I'm running for the governor of the state of Colorado. I'm here to help Jack help me." Guy said, "I never heard back."
Hmm.
The only Republican operative candidate office holder that ever showed up was Tancredo. That's it. That's it. Tom Tancredo came to three of the five that we've done, or three of the four that we've done. I don't even know how many times we've gone down there and fundraised, but here we go again. We were going to go before, and then everything settled down, and it looked like, okay, you don't have to go. Now they're back. And so, legitimately, why can't they leave this man alone? 303-696-1971.
They're lifting him up as an example to go after him. He's the target.
As my Irish grandma would say, it's the tall nail that gets pounded down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he certainly is standing tall,
yeah,
and tough.
And,
yeah,
it's, and I, the thing that makes me the most angry is, I mean, there's one of the, I'm reading all these different stories about it, and the judge is claiming that the case was not a setup. How the hell did you get through law school? I mean, that's the, I'll read this to you. The judge claimed that the case was in no way a setup.
Well, she said it was a setup.
Of course it's a setup.
Yes, we know it was, but she also said it was.
Of course it was a setup when it started out. They
right.
set Jack up.
Yeah.
You know, a decade ago.
When I said she, the person, the complainant.
Autumn Scardina.
Yeah,
right. Sure, said it was right. a setup.
Yeah.
This judge. So I don't know who this judge is. A. Bruce Jones, a judge in the state of Colorado, 2nd Judicial District. Now, in another story, said he's a Denver judge, so I'm not sure. And Autumn demanded a cake from Jack in the they're on the national level, they write, in a Denver suburban area. Okay. He wanted a pink and blue to mark his transition. And again, these people, they can't. This guy's a lawyer, by the way. This Autumn is a lawyer. Jack Phillips is he's a shoemaker.
Mm.
So he is. He can fix shoes really well. He can make really cool cakes. Phillips is a baker who earlier, I'll read this to you, was attacked many times earlier, under Colorado's anti-discrimination law for declining to provide a wedding cake for same-sex duo. The state commission publicly exonerated him. No, they didn't. Oh, they did. Of course they did. For his faith, and likened him to a Nazi. Remember that we caught that tape?
Mm-hmm.
An act that ultimately brought rebuke from the U.S. Supreme Court for being hostile to faith. The court decided that case in Jack's favor 7-2. Critical, the decision, the fact that the evidence revealed that when homosexual bakers in Colorado were asked to create a cake condemning homosexuality, they refused, rightfully so, on grounds it was a message they couldn't support. Now, think about it. You flip it over. The state supported their refusal, yet required Phillips to undergo, remember, he had to go re-education camp.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go to indoctrination because he wanted the same control over his own messages. And that's, you know, but there's a whole rap out there now that Denver public schools or public schools in general are just government re-education camps. And mm-hmm. I'm starting to go along with that.
I think so.
Yeah. So Jones's opinion was that the Colorado law, which is this new judge, its demands on the artist's speech not infringe on the defendant's religious exercise. Alliance Defending Freedom, these are our guys, and Christian Wagner, who's fought on Jack's side. We've known her for a decade. We've seen her kids grow up. Attacked the same-sex. It goes from there. They can't let the guy alone. Why can't they leave Jack Phillips alone? It's a legitimate question. This is what cancel culture is about. This is what political correctness is about. This is social Marxism. You will adhere. You will believe, and you will do what we want you to say, do, and act.
Or we will destroy your livelihood.
Well, this is a message.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this, yeah, it's about Jack, but it's really about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to think differently, and now we know this lockstep. Everybody believes the same thing. There is no more the novel of 1984 is really about conformity. When being this little Orwell geek, when the 1984, the two Orwell novels that people bounce off of are Animal Farm in 1984, and Animal Farm is of course, is a look at the Soviet Union. 1984 is a total part of conformity. And as you know today, they're knocking down individuality. They're knocking down capitalism, which is a form of individuality. You know, you can't read certain things. We must have groupthink, group ideas, act as a group, and see things as a group. So I don't know what to say. It's like I want to know what you think about why they can't leave him alone. And they can't. I've been to the bakery, I don't know, 10 times. And it's a little out-of-the-way place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. I mean, yeah. You ever been in there?
Oh, yeah. Sure. We live 5 minutes from there.
It's a little small place.
We buy stuff from
it. Yeah, you just go in there, and it's like a little, there's a counter, and there's, Jack has a lot of...
it's in a shopping center.
Yeah.
A
little shopping center. Yeah. And it isn't big.
No, it isn't.
And he's got some...
And he's right there in the front doing his
Jack's
work.
There, he's probably there now.
Artistry, yeah.
I'm going to call him. He's probably there now, you know. They make coffee in the morning.
And he greets people.
Yeah, there's a lot of, he has a Bible out, and there's a lot of, religious symbols on the wall. And he's Jack.
Yeah. And in fact, the name, Masterpiece Shop, is exactly out of Scripture.
That's right, exactly.
Right.
I don't know. They can't leave the guy alone. They can't leave him alone because ...
Mm-hmm.
And what is it they want Jack to do? That's the question.
They want him to...
Conform.
Conform, or we'll show you you cannot earn a living at what you're doing.
No, and in a larger part, and I am not a religious person, but in the other part is the state will become your faith, and your faith will become your state.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely, that's the long shot.
Sure.
Of it.
And that is, in many ways, that's Sharia. It really is.
Yeah.
Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
The religion is the state. The state is religion. And it's, as I tell people all the time, Marxism is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a belief system.
Yeah.
And it has prophets, and it has holy men, and it has sacred books, and it has martyrs, and it does exactly the same thing. It's a religion. So, and if you know Jack, I mean...
Yeah, there's...
He's just this...
There is nothing threatening about Jack. He loves people, and he treats people in accordance with his faith, which is a very loving...
Jack's a good guy. I mean... And we don't agree.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part of this that...
Yeah, you don't have to with Jack, you know?
We don't agree with Jack.
Yeah.
And we've had these conversations. I mean, I support gay marriage. I support all those things, but that isn't what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is about this man standing there with his individual religious beliefs. He doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
He will do cakes. If you're gay and you want a cake, you want a birthday cake, come on in.
Yeah.
He has the set asides. He won't do Halloween things. He won't. I mean, I give you a list of things that Jack won't do because of his beliefs, and it. I don't know. I'm just stumped at this, but I'm not. As a watcher of this and as a history reader, this has all been done before.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They don't have the power yet to go in with the butts of their rifles and break up his display cases, but that's really what they're doing.
And it's coming, you know?
Tom, you know, when I saw this last night, and we've all seen... We've all seen old film, and we've all read books and seen how people portray things in movies, you know, leading with the butt stroke of the rifle,
mm-hmm.
through the glass, and knock it down, do it with bookstores,
mm-hmm.
and do it with religious institutions. We're taking things out of libraries now, left and right. We're tearing down statues. We're saying who can speak. And this doesn't end in a good place. That's the part of this that is, this guy's a judge, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
guy allegedly goes to law school. I'm sure A. Bruce Jones goes. A. Bruce, don't you get it, my boy? Mm. What you're doing is you're opening the door, A. Bruce, to a very, very bad future. A. Bruce Jones. There's a name to go through life with. I watch this, and I watch it, and I've been watching it, and it's been coming. There's a long train coming. What did Johnny Cash say? It's a long time coming. It's going to be a long time gone. Mm. So the Masterpiece Cake Shop baker violates, this is the headline. Where do you think this headline comes from? Masterpiece Cake Shop baker violates discrimination laws by refusing gender transition cake. Mm. Channel 9.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. 303-696-1971 lines are open. Why can't they leave the man alone? And what does it mean? And they won't rest till they get him. You know that. I mean, they're going to.
Yeah. Right.
If I had my way. But they're not going to stop.
Well, he's obviously a monster.
Well, but they got it. I mean, look at the. I mean, I've known him. I know his wife. You know, good on. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
He's he gave me a lovely book. He wrote a book and great dedication.
Yeah.
And we don't agree. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the part of it. I mean,
you're not in lockstep with his beliefs.
Probably, as someone said, you're not in lockstep with anybody.
Yeah,
but
right.
But I know I'm not in lockstep with his beliefs. Right. I don't believe what he believes. But this individual right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 303-696-1971. 98 to high today and 88 on Friday. We're getting there. Tomorrow, the tribute to Alan Berg. This is 710 KNUS. Good conversations. Bill Thorpe and I talking. Just got off the phone with Stephen. Talked to Stephen Tubbs. As you know, he caught the COVID. He's on the mend, but right now has pneumonia. But a good man, back in the game. So everybody, special good morning to Stephen, home listening this morning. June the 17th, Thursday morning, 710 KNUS. 98 will be the high today. Hazy and hot. Tomorrow, maybe some afternoon storms in 88. And on Saturday, strong storms, 82. You know what those mean. Knock you off the bike storms. And then Sunday, Father's Day, maybe afternoon storms, 303-696-1971. Why can't they leave this man alone? Masterpiece Cake Shop owner, Lakewood, Colorado, Jack Phillips, cited again. This judge in Colorado, A. Bruce Jones, says the state can force this man, who's a Christian, to violate his religious beliefs. And the Republican Party, there is news for the Republican Party this morning. Former state GOP chairman Ryan Call accused of embezzling $280,000. Remember Ryan Call? We used to call him Ryan Recall. 280 G's from a pro-Trump PAC. Great. There are new people that have the con in the Republican Party. There's some new people coming along who want to run for office. When Jack Phillips needed the Republican Party, they weren't there. The one guy, I say this all the time, was Tommy T. Tancredo was there. But think about this. What does it mean in terms of culture? What does it mean in terms of how the legal system works? What does it mean in terms of media? What does it mean in terms of the future? Why the state? They cannot leave this man alone. Why? 303-696-1971. You'll feel relaxed and at ease. Monday, I go back to Twin Aspen Dental Center's Sedation Dentistry. Whether you need a routine cleaning, a same-day crown, or a one-day dental makeover, Dr. Brian Richter and that team will ease your dental anxiety. My family and I have gotten quality care at Twin Aspen for years. They are the most up-to-date technology. They have less invasive treatments. And they got the new building. Brian Richter's got this brand-new standalone, all high-tech stuff. They up-to-date technology, as they say. Don't let those old-school fears keep you from a beautiful smile and a healthy mouth. You need to be relaxed and comfortable with Sedation Dentistry. I needed this deep cleaning. It took me 2 trips, and I'm getting the follow-up now. And schedule the regular cleaning, the elections, pandemic, all the insanity, the news cycle will keep people distracted. Now, again, life happens to all of us. Deep cleanings, quick, pain-free. It's been a while since you've seen the dentist. Don't wait. Call 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. 841-7466. And schedule your Twin Aspen Dental makeover. I'm, for real, this guy's the good guy. The people are the best. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. 303-841-7466. 841-7466. 303-696-1971. Joe Saunders is on the show. Ted Trim is on the show. And Caldera wrote a piece this morning called "The Left's Environmental Racism Means Crushing Power Bills." He mentions Ted also talking about, and it's going to be fun to watch, in Park Hill, I can't wait to see this. And they have it all blocked off now by, as they're building the homeless for the unsheltered in the parking lot, 5209 Montview Boulevard, the Park Hill United Methodist Church. And they had a, and Westward wrote about it, a multi-faith rally to show these people how people who come from other parishes, they come in and they go, oh, this is great, you're going to do this. The safe camping site, wait, just wait, see what happens. This is going to blow up in their faces. And there were Park Hill residents that filed lawsuits, and the Denver courts kicked them out. And guess who the judge was? A. Bruce Jones. I'm not making it up. A. Bruce Jones. This guy, I don't know who A. Bruce is. A. Bruce has to be. And so I'm reading last night, gearing up for the gig, and I read about A. Bruce Jones and the ruling on Jack Phillips, but shazam, read the ruling about the Park Hill residents. And remember, one of those Park Hill residents was a candidate for city council who was an advocate for the unsheltered, until they're going to put it in her backyard, and suddenly she had a major moment. Five Park Hill residents filed a lawsuit on May the 6th in Denver District Court to block the establishment of the safe camping site, I'm reading this, expressing concern about safety of neighborhoods, potential nuisances. Guess who the judge is? Drum roll. A. Bruce Jones dismisses the case, ruling the plaintiffs had not exhausted all possible administrative remedies regarding their issues with safe camping site plans. A. Bruce. And remember, Blair Taylor. This was the beauty of it. Blair Taylor, who wanted to be a council person, who was an advocate for the unsheltered. And there's an old line, what is the definition of a conservative? It is a liberal that just got mugged. What is the difference in Blair Taylor for the unsheltered? The unsheltered are coming to live at Blair's house. We can't love that enough, except who's in the middle of this? A. Bruce. My boy, my boy. A. Bruce. A. Bruce is there again. A. Bruce got a future, man. This is social Marxism. This is weaponizing and to the far left, and this is what the politically correct do. Now, attention, if you're not stealing from the Republican Party, we'd like to talk to you right now. If you're not a current embezzler, this is the golden moment. We have these terrific young Republicans. They have a shot. As I said before, at the broken record, the Republican standard ran so far from helping Jack Phillips that all you could see was, you know, what's in elbows when they were going the other way. Except for one guy, Tommy T. Tommy T was down there like hanging on you like a cheap suit. He was there putting his own money in the bucket. Never did see anybody else, but we saw Tom. And it was amazing the people who did come. Some really great folks came. What did we do, five fundraisers for Jack? I'm not sure. But as soon as the show's over and the boss will be here, I say, hey, man, because we were going to go back, and then they settled, and Jack was in the clear. Not so fast. A. Bruce is back. But what cracks me is, guess who the judge is who gave the green light to the United Methodist people who are going to ruin that neighborhood? A. Bruce. My boy, my boy. A. Bruce. Five Park Hill residents filed lawsuits. A. Bruce said no. A. Bruce dismissed the case on May the 19th. My boy. All right. Why can't they leave him alone? It's really important. Here's this guy. Like, if you go to, I remember the first time I went to Jackson, I went on my motorcycle, and I had to ride around to find it. Because it's like, you know, it's in a shopping center, a little like, you know, and there's who he is. All right, let's rock and roll. Donnie, you're first out of the box on a Thursday. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. Good morning. Good
morning to you.
So, touching a little bit on all the things we're seeing going on from Jack to the books and Biden wanting to, you know, deal with domestic terrorists. Can they just go back to 1917 and the Espionage and Sedition Act?
Ooh, very
the government that gives them the power to do this, to single people.
You know, that's, boy, because after there's a thing called Black Tom. Black Tom Island was a munitions dump, and it blew up. And that began that. You know, that's, well, you're a smart man. That was what that was.
Because, I don't think they ever got rid of that. Is that, you know, I can't find anywhere that they got.
Donnie, I have no idea. I know that, you know, during the Second World War and what Hoover did, that's good stuff. I don't have an answer for you.
Do you remember a group that Truman had, or excuse me, Wilson had, called the Blue Eagles?
Oh, sure.
The kids.
Oh, of course.
You know, I have tried to Google that now, and I can't find it.
Well,
I used to be able to find it.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't know, I'll let that go if it's there or not. But of course, there were like the little Utes. They were Utes, and they were called the Blue Eagles, and they were under Woodrow Wilson. But we
reported on your parents.
Yeah,
what they said at the dinner table then.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. It's going on again. That's China Joe is asking Americans to report potentially radicalized friends and family.
I think some of that exposure was when they had to go with all the virtual teaching, and the teachers are getting upset that the parents were seeing what they were teaching the kids.
But remember, they went in and
faces of that.
But collectively, when America goes into World War One, remember they changed the name of hot dogs and frankfurters and wiener dogs. Remember all that kind of stuff. Anything that was German, they got rid of it, and they called it. They spelled culture with a K because of the Kaiser. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's very good. You're a smart guy.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just retain a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Another quick question.
All right.
Do you ever watch Tucker? Do you ever listen to Tucker?
No, you know, I'd say this is a school night. I rarely, if ever, if I watch TV, it's to put myself to sleep. You know,
yeah.
I'm not a TV. I mean, I'm a TV guy for movies and, you know, really cool events on TV. And I have this new system, and it's great for old throwbacks and, you know, good stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really even watch TV. I listen to you and I listen to Tucker. I make it a point at 5 to be up and listen to your show.
Oh, you're kind. But I don't, you know.
I don't know about that. You have captured my attention a few years ago, and I thought, you know, there's a lot to be gained. And, you know, we here in the Denver area really owe you a debt of gratitude.
Right. Come read my email.
Well, I also hear some of these people, and, you know, I could never do your job. They'd have me off the air in about 3 seconds.
It starts
1-800, and you know what?
You can do that. See if it touches. We're going to do a tribute show tomorrow to the late Alan Berg, who was assassinated 37 years ago on Friday and tomorrow. And we've got a good lineup. Susan Ryman's coming on, and Kenny Hamblin's coming on, and this guy that's looking at a film is coming on, and Kevin Flynn, who wrote the book, is coming on the show. But it means more than that. Lee Larson once had a great line. He was the master blaster when it came to running talk stations, and he said, "It's separated. It's before Alan and after Alan. You know, like you know, Ace. You know, like before the Common Era and the Common Era. And it's true. And it was before Allen and after Allen. And everything changes. And then it's before Rush and after Rush. And it changes again. And now it's changed for before Trump and after Trump. So these are maybe seasons, you want to call them, or epochs. But the business has morphed again and again and again, and will probably do so again, and not necessarily to a good place.
I remember listening to Alan. I moved out of here for a few years till 86 and 79, and I used to remember listening to Alan when Alvedo was on.
Oh, sure.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was some pretty good stuff. Alvedo was an interesting character.
Great
stuff. I met him a couple times.
Well, you can't, you know, I always think, you know, Larson and I, and I mean, you can't, unless you know him, and Dave Logan and I had lunch a couple of Fridays ago, and we spent a lot of time talking about Lee, what a good man he was, and how he taught us stuff. And Dave's book is out. Dave Logan wrote a book called If These Walls Could Talk, and it's about the Broncos and radio broadcasting and how he got into the business, but the story's about the Broncos. And it's really a good book. Dave's going to come on the show with us. It's very, very well done. But it was...
Did you go into any of his time as coach for some of the high schools?
Oh, Dave's amazing. He's Creek, and he's, you know, he's the voice of the Broncos, and he does his own show with Rick Lewis and Kathy Lee. And Dave's one of my favorite people in the world. He's just really the all-time guy. But the point of it is we talked about Lee and, you know, what Lee did for this business. And it's much of it's gone. Take care.
Well,
I'm going to jump.
It's all changed.
Thanks, man. All right. 303-696-1971. Why can't the state of Colorado leave Jack Phillips alone? This is Radio Free Denver, good old 710 KNUS. It's a Thursday, everyone, the 17th of June, 2021. Kind of nice, hazy and hot, winky winky. Tomorrow, 88 afternoon storms, 82 on Saturday, says strong storms. And Sunday, Father's Day, some PM storms. As I mentioned, tomorrow's a tribute show to the late Alan Berg. Coming up, Joe Saunders is on the show, Ted Trim is on the show. 303-696-1971. Overwhelmed with who A is. A apparently came, he's a law partner, was a partner at Holland & Hart. That's a silk stocking law firm. And he was appointed by, guess who? Bill Ritter. Oh, of course. Makes all the sense in the world. That's who A. Bruce is. A. Bruce. A. Bruce turns up in two stories. A. Bruce Jones is now the judge who gave the green light to go back after Jack Phillips. But in my reading, talking about what's happening over at Park Hill, Guess who the judge is? That's right, A. Bruce. A. Bruce there again. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. You don't win. These are great no wins. You got to go get some Republicans. How about Ryan Call? Now forget about it. You know, how about Walker? No, not Corey. You got a vehicle not using, you're ready to upgrade the one you got. What if I told you your unused vehicle could save someone's life right now? Here in Colorado, Step Denver, we're, again, take the tour, take a look at this incredible cancer of spreading of homelessness. And, again, this is what makes this whole thing, you know, if Bob Cote were alive, he could solve the problem for A. Bruce. He could go over and go, okay, everybody's going to get sober, everybody's going to go to work. Everybody's going to take a UA, everybody's going to go to meetings, and we're going to get gigs, and we're going to work and become human beings again. Nah, says A. Bruce, you can't stop that. You just have to let them camp. Oh, and leave their needles and defecate on the sidewalk. And A. Bruce is saying, well, why do you think that's a problem? Way to go, A. So I've told you your unused vehicle could save somebody's life. Step Denver, back to the days of Bob Cote, helping people since 1983. So if you got a car, you got a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, and you're not using it. And these guys, they'll either come and get it with a tow or you can get it to them. And you turn it in and you say it's worth, I don't know, two grand or something. But then they do all the work. They clean them up, tune them up, fix them up, paint them up. Then they put them on the market and say they get $4,000. That's the tax deduction that you get. Transform lives. Your donation is tax deductible. It's a free tow, hassle-free. 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. Talk to Vincent. He's living proof, stepdenver.org. You want to stop all the insanity that's taking over this city? Listen to what Bob Cote had to say. And as they say, not one time, one place, nowhere, no how, did any bureaucrat or elected official from the city of Denver ever go on the door of Bob Cote's Step Denver, back then it was Step 13, and say, what are you guys doing right in here? Not one time did they come. Not once. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. A lot more comes your way. Why can they not leave the state of Colorado? A. Bruce. Why can't A. Bruce leave Jack alone? You tell me right after this. Hang on, 710 KNUS.